You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Imagine being a sleepy little kid driving home late at night with Dad. You kind of drop off to sleep, but you're awake enough to feel your dad scoop you up, carry you into the house, and gently tuck you into bed. Now, imagine that Dad is NHL legend Gordie Howe, and he's tucking you in just a short time after thrilling thousands of Detroit Red Wings fans cheering for Mr. Hockey at Olympia Stadium. That little boy grew up to be physician Murray Howe. His new book is 9 Lessons I Learned from My Father, giving us a son's eye view of Gordie Howe, one of the most beloved and one of the best players ever to lace up a pair of hockey skates. Dr. Murray Howe, it is great to have you with us.
Oh, it's absolutely great to be here. Thank you so much, Cynthia.
You had me misty-eyed, I'm going to tell you right now, by page 4 as you describe that late night tuck-in. You bring us so many personal and intimate stories of your dad and your family. Why was it important for you to do that through this book, Murray?
I really felt that Dad was just such an inspiration to so many. In fact, when he passed away, I was so blown away by the outpouring of love and admiration for this man. I always knew that he was loved, but when we were at Joe Louis Arena and the 15,000 fans were there for 13 hours, I just heard story after story of how much he meant to them, and it just blew me away. And I got to think more about him and what was it that made him so different. And as I drilled down into it, I realized that he just was a really unusual person, that he gave so much of himself, kind of like my mom did as well. And people responded to that. They understood and felt his caring and his love. And so as I realized how special he was after he passed, I really wanted to share that with the rest of the world to keep his spirit going and his legacy of love.
What are some of the adjectives that you believe best describe Gordie Howe?
Wow. Humble, for sure, generous, gracious, courageous, loving, unstoppable.
There's some great adjectives there. I love the way you've structured your book as your process of kind of writing his eulogy as you muse about his life after he passed on June 10th, 2016. You share so many very personal family stories in your book. And I'm just, will you tell us the one about how Gordie Howe got his very first pair of skates when he was just 6 years old during the Depression in Saskatchewan?
Yes, this is one of my favorite stories of all time. And I never get tired of telling it or of reading it to readers, because it is so beautiful. So in the Depression era in Saskatoon, really nobody had two nickels to rub together. It was 50 below zero. They had no indoor plumbing, no indoor heating, and it was a pretty meager existence. But, you know, people had each other, and that was really important, and especially in a place like Saskatoon, a farming community, they really banded together. And late one night, there's a knock at the door in the middle of the winter, and it was a neighbor woman who, her husband was ill and could not work, and she had a newborn, and they didn't have any money for food or for milk for her baby. And so she said, I really hate to beg, but I am just wondering if you could buy this burlap sack that I have of stuff, and I would just be eternally grateful, so I just have enough money, you know, for my child. And my grandmother was just one of the most incredibly generous and beautiful women on earth, and even though she didn't have much, she went around the house and scrounged around all the money that she literally had, which was $1.50, and she gave it to her and then gave her a bag of food and vegetables that she had saved from her garden. The woman was eternally grateful, and my grandmother took the burlap sack inside and she poured it out, and it was mostly junk, but there was one pair of skates that fell out, and my dad saw those skates, and the rest is history. He wore those skates for 4 years. He was 6 years old at the time. They were his first pair of skates, and he wore them till he was 10, And it was those skates that really launched the career of the world's greatest hockey player.
And I'll just tell everybody, your book is packed with wonderful stories like that. You and your brothers played hockey growing up, and of course, Mark and Marty went on to become professional hockey players. Not quite so much for you. And you write that being, in your words, unceremoniously axed from the University of Michigan Wolverines was the best thing that ever happened to you. Why did you say that, and what did your dad say when that happened?
Well, I had dedicated my entire life to being a professional hockey player. When I was born into the Howe family, our entire house was just a shrine to hockey. I mean, we had hockey equipment everywhere, and our walls were decorated with just trophies and hockey paintings and pictures. And, of course, not only was Dad a pro, but my brothers, even when they were young, were just amazing hockey players. And so I just assumed that that's what I was supposed to do. And, of course, I loved playing. I loved feeling like I was following my dad's footsteps. And I ended up playing in Detroit and then in Toronto. I played with Gretzky and Paul Coffey. And so I did everything possible to make it. But when I tried out for Michigan, I just didn't make the grade. I just lacked talent. That was the main thing. I was so crushed because this was had been my whole life that I couldn't even wish the players, you know, good luck. And so I just wrote on the board, good luck, guys, and walked out into a brave new world. And I thought, wow, now what am I going to do with my life? And I walked back to my dorm at Bursley Hall and called my parents. And the first thing they said was, well, thank God we don't have to worry about you anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were so supportive. And they just said, Murray, you know, we just want you to be happy. And we want you to do whatever, you know, whatever your passions and dreams are, and follow those. So it took all the pressure off, and I loved sciences, and so I had a pre-med curriculum, which I wasn't sure how I was going to pull that off playing hockey anyway. So it made it easier for me to be able to pursue that, and I was fortunate to get into University of Michigan Medical School, and so that paved the way for my career, and I'm so thankful that I was able to find something that I love as much as my father loved hockey.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we could talk for hours about what's in your book, but I'm going to say that I loved Nine Lessons I Learned from My Father by Murray Howe, who will be speaking about his book tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. at Hockey Town Cafe on Woodward, right next to the Fox Theater. Also, he will be at the National Writers Series in Traverse City this coming Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m., and other appearances. For details, just go to penguinrandomhouse.com and search for Murray Howe. Dr. Murray Howe, your book is wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Oh, it was such a privilege and an honor, and wonderful to talk with you, Cynthia. Thank you.